Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. You want to try to guess if the Browns won yesterday or not, Alyssa?
Ooh, okay. 50-50 shot here. I'm going to say...
you really have no idea. Like you haven't...
I have no clue. Actually haven't seen this on social media or anything. I have essentially been living under a rock for all intents and purposes.
How does that happen? So on Friday when you leave here, you just go home and you just get under a rock.
I guess. I mean, honestly, it's crazy because I come in here this morning, Monday mornings, and I completely forget that there was a football game because we're only in, like, what, game two?
Yep.
This is like the beginning of the season. I totally forgot we even had a game. Like, the biggest thing that I see every weekend are people's fit checks of going to the game.
Okay.
Like, what they're wearing to the pregame, whatever, like, muni lot party they're going to.
Well, that'll be next week. So the Browns will be home next week. So there'll be muni lot and the Packers will be in town. But yesterday they were in Baltimore.
Maybe that's why I wasn't seeing much coverage. Okay, I have a 50% chance of getting this right. So I'm going to go with what I know. And I'm going to say they lost. Yes!
Yeah, it was a terrible game. I'm not even upset about it because I was upset 2 weeks ago because that was a game that we should have won. We should have beat the Bengals. We had every opportunity to win that game and
Who did we play yesterday?
Yesterday was Baltimore and we had no shot. It felt like we had no shot.
Oh.
Like it was even close at halftime. It was 10-3 at halftime. And then I don't know what happened in the second half.
How did it end up? How bad was it?
41-17.
There should be a mercy rule. There really should in football. I think that there should be like a stop after like 30 points. Be like, okay, everybody can just go home. Whoever has the most, you win.
I don't know if that works. We spend so much money on these games. I want to stay until the final buzzer.
Until the very end.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm not upset about it. I don't think it's anything we need to talk about. No one is texting about the Browns. I don't see. Well, actually, there is somebody on hold to talk about the Browns. Joe in Cleveland, good morning.
The Browns just is a sports travesty, man. And ain't nobody going to tell me different, man.
Joe.
They gave you the yardage and all that. The Browns do that. Shut down both of them top receivers. Shut them down. Shut down Burrow. And they still lose. That's the Browns, man. This fan base, man, got to be at wit's end with this team because we go through this every year for the last 30 years.
Joe's still upset about that Cincinnati game.
Can you blame him?
Thank you for being here this morning. You've got the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. That's Benson Boone. I say that's Benson Boone because I'm about to talk about Ed Sheeran. I don't want you to think that I'm talking about Benson Boone when I know what I'm talking about Ed Sheeran.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Ed Sheeran released his new album this past Friday. Play.
Yes, it is his 8th studio album. Busy guy.
Now available. And He did one of those Tiny Desk concerts.
He did?
NPR.
Oh, I love those.
And so he has the most recent Tiny Desk concert. Here's Ed Sheeran performing his new song, Camera.
Everything is black and white, your colors exploding. There's something in the way you shine. I don't need a camera when you're in my eye.
So that is available if you want to go find that from Ed Sheeran. Travis Kelce, I don't know if you've heard this. He's engaged to be married.
You don't say. Who? Who's the lucky lady?
So Travis, the NFL on Fox football guys found Travis for an interview, and I guess you have to ask him about Taylor Swift.
Well, surely.
I don't think so.
You know what? I am going to agree with you. I think that when it comes like time for NFL and like football sports things, I agree. Like, and that's not to say that like I think that you need to keep them separate, but the man has worked hard to make a career in football. I think that he deserves to be asked questions about his profession.
Yeah, I don't think it needs to be on NFL on Fox.
No, maybe not.
Travis talking about his engagement, but here he is talking about it, and he does admit that during the proposal, he cried.
The palms were definitely sweating.
Really?
I was definitely, I'm an emotional guy, so there were a few tears here and there, but it's been an exciting ride up to this date, and I can't wait to spend the rest of my life with her.
Aww, that just warmed my heart. I hope that Travis Kelce can single-handedly start a movement of men being okay with shedding tears again.
I'm totally fine with it. I cry occasionally
here
and there.
Society is definitely coming around to it. But like I just like I feel like we're at like a 75% acceptance rate of men crying. I just need that like little extra percentage.
Did Bryce cry during his proposal?
No. No, he was like, is here a good spot? And I was like, no, let's go down there a little bit before you ask the question.
Oh, you wanted to...
I was staging it.
Control the location.
Yeah.
I don't think I cried either. That happens with me a lot. Whenever I think I'm going to cry, I don't cry. I hold
really?
It together. Yeah.
Huh.
And then when I do cry, it's usually unexpected.
Just like blubbering waterworks.
Yeah, sometimes. I think I cried recently. Just, it was... I think it was really recently. It was right around my... anniversary.
Aww.
Paula and I were out in the backyard just sitting by the fire, and I don't know remember what we were talking about. I think we were just talking about our anniversary, and I just started crying.
Oh my gosh.
She's like, what's wrong with you?
I'm like, aww.
I don't know.
Just big emotions happening.
Did you watch the Emmys last night?
No, I did not. No. I did my award show for the year, the VMAs. That was last week. I'm done now. Did you watch the Emmys?
I did, but not last night.
What?
So it was on at 8 o'clock last night, and I ended up jumping on a Zoom with some friends that I haven't talked to in a while, and we were just catching up.
All right, 2020.
And then when I got off the Zoom, I was like, I forgot about the Emmys. Darn it. But then this morning, I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Ew.
And couldn't fall back asleep.
You watched the Emmys this morning?
I was like, hey, I didn't get my homework done last night. I might as well go watch the Emmys. So that's what I did. We'll have an Emmys recap for you next on the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. All right, Emmys last night, or Emmys for me just a few hours ago when I watched the Emmys on my couch on demand on Paramount Plus. The host last night was Nate Bargatze, comedian Nate Bargatze.
And he's actually doing not one, but two shows here next month, right?
That is true. He was the host. Now, do you remember when, Nate Bargatze was on Saturday Night Live?
I don't remember that much, no.
There was a skit that he did where Bargatze played George Washington.
Okay.
And he's out on the canoe with his Revolutionary War soldiers, and he's basically telling them the future, predicting the future. Like, he's saying things like, he's like, words in the future will be spelled in multiple ways.
Like, oh,
donut.
Okay.
Like, donut and Jeff. The short way with the J, or the stupid way with the G. That was the SNL bit. And that is how the Emmys started out last night. Nate Bargatze played Philo T. Farnsworth, the inventor of the television.
Oh.
And so he walks in, and then the actual cast members from Saturday Night Live were there. Bowen Yang and Mikey Day.
Oh,
and
fun.
One other guy that I can't think of his name right now. And so that was how the Emmys essentially opened up last night, with that bit, doing that bit on stage.
I dreamed that one day there would be a channel for every interest. The Travel Channel for travel. The Food Network for food. And the History Channel
for history.
No aliens.
There won't be history on the History Channel, sir?
No. Just as there will be no learning on the Learning Channel.
Then what will be on the Learning Channel?
Hoarders, people who eat couch cushions, Dr. Pimple Popper, all our fun stuff.
So that was, it was mostly a skit.
It's so true.
So Nate coming out and telling jokes, that didn't really happen. Like he really didn't have like a, you know, where he
like a monologue.
Yeah, he doesn't show people from the crowd. He doesn't make jokes about celebrities. He didn't do any of that.
I feel like that's almost a good thing, because I cannot recall an award show in recent memory that has like gone particularly well for a comedian.
No, especially Joe Coy at the Golden Globes.
Yeah, that just has not been going well lately.
But one of the things that Nate did, and this was a running theme throughout the night, and this is every award show that is out there, they're always trying to keep the acceptance speeches short, right?
Oh, well, sure. Yeah, they want to move people along. Get you on the stage and off the stage in a timely manner.
So Nate announced to the crowd that he will be donating $100,000 to the Boys and Girls Clubs of America. But then he explained, if your acceptance speech goes over, I will be deducting money from that donation. So this is him trying to explain that last night.
Every second you go over 45 seconds, we will deduct $1,000 away from the Boys and Girls Club. I know. That's tough. It's hard. That's tough. It's brutal. What are you going to do, though? You know, I can't change it. This is a game I made up, and these are the rules. So
do you want to know where they ended up at the end of the night?
Yeah, what was the grand total?
-$60,000.
Are you for real?
I think people were into it at first and trying to keep their speeches short, but as the night went on, I think that
they just said, screw the Boys and Girls Club of America.
Yeah, they kind of didn't care.
Oh, my God.
And of course, CBS made up for it at the end of the night, and I think Nate Bargatze threw in some money too. So the big winner was the Boys and Girls Club. They got a huge donation last
night. Okay, so they don't owe the Emmys any money.
No.
Okay, good.
That was just the joke.
Whew, thank goodness.
They still got their money. Some of the awards, the big awards last night. Have you ever watched The Studio on Apple TV Plus?
I have not, but is that the one with Seth Rogen?
Yes.
Okay. I keep seeing like ads and previews and stuff for it, but I have no idea what it's even about.
There's no one in my world that's ever mentioned it to me. That they're like, oh my God, you got to watch this show on the Studio. No
me
one's
neither.
Ever said it to me. But it won Best Comedy Series last night. Here's Seth Rogen.
If you watched our show, if you appreciated our show, if you voted for our show especially, thank you very much. I'm legitimately embarrassed by how happy this makes me.
Yeah, so I might put that show in the queue just to check it out.
What's it on, do you know?
Apple TV Plus.
Okay. All right, I might have to check that out this week, too.
Stephen Colbert won Best Talk Series for The Late Show on CBS, which is going to be canceled at the end of spring of next year. This is Stephen Colbert in his acceptance speech.
I realized that in some ways we were doing a late-night comedy show about loss. And that's related to love, because sometimes you only truly know how much you love something when you get a sense that you might be losing it. And 10 years later, in September of 2025, my friends, I have never loved my country more desperately. God bless America. Stay strong. Be brave.
And if the elevator tries to bring you down, go crazy and punch a higher floor.
He's got a great attitude about this whole thing, I'll tell you that.
I love Colbert.
He really does. I don't know if I'd have that same attitude.
That's awesome. So they did win one Emmy last night?
At least one.
At least one. Okay.
The Pitt on HBO Max.
This is another one that I have not watched.
This is actually in my queue. I do want to watch this show. I just haven't gotten to it. So
give me a genre. Or is it drama?
It's drama. It's medical drama.
Okay.
On HBO. And Noah Wiley is the star of that. Noah Wiley was on ER, and I enjoyed that show back in the 90s. So The Pitt won, or actually Noah Wiley himself won, lead actor, best lead actor in a drama series.
To my children, to my parents, to my step-parents, and to my beautiful wife, Sarah, who owns half of this, not just because it's California law, because she earned it. And mostly to anybody who's going on shift tonight or coming off shift tonight, thank you for being in that job. This is for you.
There you go. A shout out to our
healthcare workers.
Yeah, that's right.
Let's go.
Got the 7 to 7 shift coming up. So that's really, I mean, to me, the highlights of last night. I mean, obviously so much more happened over that 3-4 hour span.
Yeah, the Emmys are not like one of the drama-filled award shows. Like when I think of like the hot tea the next morning, I don't think of the Emmys.
No,
you
not
know?
At all. For some reason, they paid tribute to the Golden Girls last night. You remember the Golden Girls?
Oh, yeah.
And so they had, do I have the artist in front of me? Yeah. So they had Reba McEntire.
Okay.
Karen Fairchild and Kimberly Schlappman. They came out. They sang the opening theme to the Golden Girls for no reason at all. Let's play that.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant. And if you threw a party, invited everyone you knew, you would see the biggest gift would be from me. And the card attached would say, thank you for being a friend.
I think I figured out why.
Why?
So yesterday, I love Google, the internet. Yesterday marked the 40th anniversary of the Golden Girls premiering.
Well, there you go. That's why they paid tribute then last night.
There it is.
Now it makes perfect sense. All right. Thank you for being a friend to us as well. We have good vibes on the way this morning. 216-474-0104. Let's see who's going to start out the week with some good vibes. 655, that's on the way. The Q Morning Show. Let's go to Vermilion this morning to get a good vibe. Kim, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Please share your good vibe with us.
Yeah, so today is actually the 1 week mark of me having my second baby boy. And it's just been such a good experience this go round. I had a very different birth, and I'm enjoying this week with my husband who's home on paternity leave, and we're able to like go to lunch and just all the things I couldn't do with my first birth. Because I'm a lot more mobile this go round. So I'm just having the best week so far.
Wow. 1 week.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't believe that you're listening to our radio show. I would think you'd be so busy. I just remember the first week of both of our kids. Like, even though we kind of knew what we were doing the second time around, just remember, it's just so crazy in the house.
It's chaos.
Yeah. Like, thank you for listening to us and calling up. So has your husband been a huge help then?
Yes, yeah. And it's just nice having somebody here. The last baby, he went straight back to work. So this extra week is really helping.
Yeah, you had the conversation. Oh, no, you're not going back to work.
Yeah,
right,
like you're not doing that to me.
Oh, yeah, we had that conversation many times.
Now, is your oldest boy or girl?
Boy. So I have two boys now.
Oh, so you've got your hands full. Bill knows all about that. He's got two boys himself.
So keep listening to the show, and then whenever you need advice, Kim, over the next few years, I've got you.
Okay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Let's stay in touch.
It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. The Q Morning Show. So, Alyssa, tell me, why would it be that you would be forced to adopt an additional cat? Why would you be forced to do that?
Bill, my house is, it's drama. It's like a reality show right now. Like, every afternoon, on the dot, like clockwork, right around like 2:30 p.m., my youngest, Ozzy, he is, oh geez, he'll be a year next month, so he is still technically a kitten.
Okay, so we have Ozzy living at the house. Who else?
We have Caboodle, who is going to be 4 next month, and Pancake, who is going to be 13 next month. I have all October babies.
Right, so you have the three cats living at the house, and then the cat that you rescued from our parking garage.
That is Hallie. And Hallie is with my grandparents.
Okay, got it. All
so
right.
Hallie does not live with us. She's in Brunswick. We're in Parma Heights. But every day, right around like 2:30 p.m., my one boy, Ozzy, my youngest, the kitten, he's just terrorizing the girls. And I hear like the most, like, I can't even recreate the noises that come out of my hallways and my basement and my spare room.
No, please try. Try and recreate the noises.
That's probably about as close as I can get. But it's like guttural screaming coming from my cats. And like, it's, but it's becoming like an everyday thing. It's, but like, they're not even like, they're not hurting each other. The craziest part is I walk in there and they look at me like I'm crazy because I usually have gotten up and just threw my laptop. I'm like falling because I think that one of them is dead. And then I get in there and then they're like, what? And they're just staring at me.
So at some point during the day, they just get bored and they just want to antagonize each other.
Specifically the youngest boy. He wants to antagonize. He wants to play.
So
my girls don't want to play.
How have you come to the determination that adopting a fourth cat would solve your cat gang war problem?
Well, it's easy because then we would give him another friend to play with. Because obviously the two girls that we have don't want to play with him. So just add one more cat into the mix and hopefully that cat will be more playful.
But what if Ozzy and the new cat team up and they just keep torturing the older female cats?
Well, then we have turf wars in my home. Yeah. And that's a whole... That's a whole other issue, a whole other bag of worms for me to figure out, I guess.
Well, there may be a fifth cat.
This is how it starts, you know? Like, you get one, yes. You get another for a friend, you get one more to add to them, and then it's a snowball effect.
It makes sense to me now, like, those older women that are, like, 89 years old, and they have, like, 30 cats living in the house.
Yeah.
It's to solve problems like this.
This is it. I completely understand it. This is how you end up with 10.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then if you get a fourth cat, then you'll have to get one of those automatic feeder things where you're talking to the cats when they're not around, when you're not around, right? You have to get one of those?
Come here, Mr. Ozzy. Oh, that's a good boy. It's time to get some food. Ozzy, come here.
I hate that you have that recording, but joke's on you because I already have that fourth feeder just waiting for my fourth cat.
Come here, Miss Pancakey. Oh. It's time to get your food.
A little awkward.
Come here, little girl.
Kitties,
come
don't.
Come here, cakeys.
Don't fight, kitties. Kitties, don't fight.
They're just causing chaos in my house. It's keeping up with the cats.
Just love each other, Caboodle.
Come here, Miss Caboodle.
Come here, Miss Caboodle.
It's time to eat. Come here, little girl. Come get.
Maybe they're just hungry. The Q Morning Joe. You've got Q104. It's Q104. Nice to have you with us this morning. Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Alyssa's College of Knowledge coming up this morning at 7:55. We are now entering week number 4 of Alyssa's extraordinary win streak.
Yeah, I'm really showing off my chops on College of Knowledge. I really would like for somebody to beat me. I'm not going to lie.
Me too.
It would take a lot of pressure off of me because, like, the longer that this streak goes, it's making it more difficult for me.
Feel some pressure?
I am. And I don't want to crack.
Well, your first chance to beat her this morning, 7:55. We have tickets to see Max McNown a week from tomorrow night at the House of Blues. Tell me if you think this bar concept would work in Northeast Ohio. And maybe there's even a place that does it, and I'm just not aware of it. So there's new bar opened up in D.C., and I was just wondering if this concept would work here.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Hush Harbor.
Okay.
And when you walk in the door, you have to take your cell phone and lock it up.
Lock it up where?
I don't know. They might have like those, like when you go to a concert, like I
like
don't know
the
if you
bags.
Yeah, the bags that you lock up, and then when the concert's over or the stand up show's over, you get. What is it? You get the. I'm sorry, who's ever texting me right now? Probably with answers.
Yeah,
to
terrible timing as we're talking about a phone free bar and your phone goes off.
I'll turn my ringer off. I apologize. Do you think it would work?
No, I don't.
Do you think people would avoid going to the restaurant because you have to lock up your phone?
I would avoid it.
Would you really? Like, you could not go through an entire meal without having access to your phone.
Could I do it? Yes. Do I want to do it? No. That does not mean that I'm, like, itching to scroll on my phone, but your girl's anxiety goes haywire if I don't have my phone on me. I can't imagine just like giving my phone over in a public setting. That would be weird. I wouldn't know what to do with my hands.
Would you avoid going to a concert or a stand-up comedy show where they don't have any photography allowed, so you have to put your phone in one of those pouches?
Same thing. Like I would be a little more apt to do it, I feel, at like a sit-down event. And something like that, I more so understand. If it's like a comedy thing and they don't want you like recording.
Yeah. Like Chappelle. Chappelle does that for his shows that he does down south.
Yeah. In a way, I do understand that. It still does make me a little anxious. I'm not going to lie. Like the idea of not having access to my phone. Don't love it.
I used to work for somebody that whenever he would take us out to eat, he would require us to put, everybody had to put their phones in the middle of the table. Like, we weren't allowed to have our phones during dinner. and said that they would just be sitting there at the middle of the table.
Huh. I mean, I don't really mind that.
And if you reach for it, if you reach for your phone at any point, you were fired.
I don't mind that. And at least that's like a work thing. I mean, if you're like going out to lunch, that's kind of silly to me. But like, I don't understand like policing it if you're supposed to be having fun. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, if you're supposed to be enjoying yourself, why are you punishing yourself? Is my question.
You know, it would be a really fun game if we could somehow have like a game and it centered around how long you could be away from your phone.
I mean, I'm completely away.
I'm completely brainstorming right now, but if it was like, we start the show at 6 a.m. and you don't have your phone, when will Alyssa finally crack and whoever gets the closest guess wins tickets to something?
That would be a pretty fun game. I could go, I could probably make it like a good like two and a half hours before I get that itch to start scrolling TikTok and I'm like, I need something to do with my fingers.
All right. I'll put some more thought to that. 216-474-0104. That is how you get in touch with us. We should do a round of how much did that cost you?
Ooh, yeah. Let's do one of those.
This is something that we started a few weeks ago, and it's only because Alyssa and I, it felt like over the summer, we were just paying out of pocket for all kinds of stuff around our house. Like
so
I had stuff. I had an extraordinary large vet bill and what else?
Our cars were both broken at the same time.
I had to buy a new dishwasher, which has already broken, and I have a dishwasher repairman coming over.
Oh my God.
This week. And so Alyssa and I always ask each other, well, how much did that cost you? So 216-474-0104, if there's something that you want to bring to the table.
What can we guess on today?
It's the Q Morning Show. Time for the 7:30 banger. 7:30 banger. Big Punisher. It's the Q Morning Show. Q104. We have Gretchen in North Olmsted with us right now. Gretchen, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to How Much Did That Cost You? Tell us, Gretchen, what item are we going to be guessing on today?
Okay, it's not an item. It's an emergency vet visit.
Oh no.
No.
Gretchen, if this has a horrible ending, no. I'm just going to hang up on you now.
Everything's fine now. Everything's fine.
Okay. Yeah, let's just get that out of the way with right away.
Yeah, yeah. So, we have this golden retriever. She's like the light of our life usually. Her name is Daisy, and she's the sweetest.
Aww.
But she eats everything. Just whatever, you know, you name it. And we really have the house Daisy-proofed for this exact reason. But on Saturday night, we came home from a birthday party, and apparently we didn't close my daughter's bedroom door all the way because Daisy got in there and completely just destroyed my daughter's Monster High dolls that she had left on the floor.
Oh, no.
No.
I don't know what those dolls look like. Monster High dolls?
They kind of look like almost like a Brat doll, like Bratz.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. They're little and they're got outfits.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay. Are they as big as a Barbie or smaller?
They're about the same size.
Okay. All right. Very good. So you came home to
a mess,
a massacre.
Well, they're all chewed, you know, and ripped apart. And, but one of them was missing an arm and I looked around. I just couldn't find it anywhere. And my daughter's crying over her doll.
Yeah, I was thinking about your daughter there for a second.
It's
like, you know, what do you do? Do you try to shield your daughter from that? Like, what happens?
No, the carnage. I mean, I don't know. But we've had talks now since then. Like,
oh, no.
That sometimes we have to say goodbye to toys, too. Yeah. You know, this happened.
Yeah.
All right, but back to it. There's a missing arm, and I can immediately guess what you suspected.
Well, yeah, I'm thinking, okay, Daisy ate it, and there's like a, you know, a doll arm somewhere in her digestive tract. And so my daughter's crying, you know, it's just chaos. And I'm in panic mode, and it's Saturday night. And so my only option to know for sure whether or not she ate this damn doll arm is to, like, I just got to take her to this emergency vet.
Yeah.
And the thing is, like, something like that's just not going to pass because just the way it is. Do you know what I mean?
That would make me so nervous, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I call my sister, and she lives like 5 minutes away. She came over to watch my daughter, and Daisy and I go to the ER vet. And they do this exam, x-rays, all the things, and I'm sitting there for hours. And it's 11:30 p.m. And the vet finally comes out and says, okay, good news. No doll arms here.
Oh, good. Oh.
So all that.
But there was nothing? There was nothing? Okay, so there were no doll arms, but I thought you were going to say. But there were two doll heads.
No. Oh,
okay. So Daisy was clear there were no doll appendages inside of her.
As far as we know, no.
All right,
no.
Good. Okay.
No.
Okay, so we're guessing how much this emergency vet trip cost you.
Yep.
Are we also factoring in the cost of the Monster High dolls, or are we just keeping it to the...
No, that you can leave out. We're going to take our time in terms of replacing this collection.
All right. So. Let me go first, because I'm pretty sure I'm going to win this. Because, Gretchen, I had my own ER scare with my dog Myrtle over the summer, where Myrtle chomped down on an electrical cord and electrocuted...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she electrocuted herself this past summer. And I know what that vet bill was.
Well, she's okay now?
Myrtle is fine, yes.
All happy endings here.
Completely normal. Yeah, I would never bring it up if it had a bad ending. So I know what that was. So I am going to guess $1,400 for that ER bill.
Oh, yeah. I mean, x-rays and stuff. I know that stuff runs really expensive. I'm going to go lower than that, though. My goodness.
I don't think you can.
I'm going to say, like, $650.
No way. That vet's doing work out of their garage at that point. $650.
You think so?
Yeah. That's too low.
Oh, Gretchen, how much was it?
Well, it's a good thing you did that, because if we're playing by Price is Right rules, you have not overbid. So it was $738. Your $1,400 actually made me feel better, but don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm glad she's okay. This whole thing is like, oh, but yeah, $738.
Well, mine was $1,200. I just went a little higher because it was so late at night. Like, I thought they might have had like some late night charges or something like
that. Yeah.
Oh, no, 7:30.
You know what? They didn't overcharge. Like,
Myrtle did have to stay overnight, so maybe they factored in the cost of room and board.
Oh, yeah.
But wait a minute, guys. $738 for the doll arm. Hello. Let's acknowledge that.
Yeah, that is a lot of money for a doll arm. Like, that is not chump change.
Alyssa wins this round.
I do.
I love it.
Gretchen, thank you so much, and I am so happy that Daisy's doing fine now.
Yes. Moral of the story, make sure, like, are all the doors closed? Like, we've added it to our, like, you know, car.
Yeah, yeah, right. Lesson learned.
Ashley in Elyria, are you going to be the one to end this win streak?
I sure hope so.
Me too, because we're starting week number 4 of this win streak from Alyssa. So it's Alyssa's College of Knowledge, a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more questions correct than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, then Alyssa still wins, because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready, Ashley?
Let's go.
Question 1. What is the Halloween event called that is hosted by Cedar Point every fall?
Halloween.
Question 2. If you suffer from tinnitus, what part of your body is affected?
Oh, my gosh. Your feet.
Question 3. Go shoddy. It's your birthday. We gonna party like it's your birthday. We're going to sip blank like it's your birthday. Fill in that blank.
We're gonna sip. Oh my gosh! Why? Oh my gosh! We're gonna sip. Ah! I know the song. I know the whole thing. Of course I do. Right.
Right.
Oh my gosh!
No. All right. Here we go. Did you enjoy the movie Titanic?
No.
Did you see it?
No.
Oh, God. You're not going to get this one. Question 4. In the movie Titanic, what was the name of the fictional diamond that Rose threw into the ocean? Just taking a pass on this one? All right. Final question. Who is the first person in our United States history to be sworn in as Secretary of the Treasury?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. I know him all the time. Whatever. It was still fun, okay?
All right, Ashley, let's get Alyssa back in here to put you out of your misery. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? Oh, my goodness. Alyssa, yeah, the win streak is not going to end right here.
Listen.
and it was still fun. Okay.
Ashley said she had fun.
Oh, that's good. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning, Alyssa.
All right, let's just get through this quickly because you're winning this one today, Alyssa.
Oh, okay.
What is the Halloween event called that is hosted by Cedar Point every fall?
Halloweekends.
Yes. Now we're tied.
Oh, no, Ashley.
Oh. Hopefully people want to find out the answers to these questions.
I do.
If you suffer from tinnitus, what part of your body is affected?
Your fingers.
No.
No?
It's your ear. Tinnitus is a ringing in your ear.
That's right.
Question three. Go shoddy. It's your birthday. We're going to party like it's your birthday. We're going to sip blank like it's your birthday.
We gone sip Bacardi like it's your birthday.
Ashley, you knew that one, right?
I knew it.
Yeah.
She knew it.
Just not quick enough. Question four. Ashley did not see the movie Titanic. Have you seen it, Alyssa?
Yes. What?
Ashley needs to join your movie club so you guys can watch movies that everybody's seen but you haven't.
Yeah, I mean, young Leo in Titanic. Girl, you're missing out.
Yes, yes. Beautiful.
So question four. In the movie Titanic, what was the name of the fictional diamond that Rose threw into the ocean?
It had a name?
It did, yeah.
I don't know.
That would be the heart of the ocean.
Mm.
Final question. Who was the first person in our United States history to be sworn in as Secretary of the Treasury?
Ah! Oh, when did we even start doing that? Was that like back in like the powdered wig days?
It was or in the 1700s.
Okay.
1793, I believe.
Let's go with Hamilton.
It was Hamilton.
Oh, my God, really? That's what
I get so angry at people. That was a popular play, right? That's all I heard about was Alexander Hamilton and all the songs. And nobody knows anything from that play. It's like
the thing is that every time it comes to town, it's like impossible to get tickets because it sells out so fast. So I know it's a very popular play, but I've never seen it.
Me either.
Yeah, like that's why we have no idea. I would love to see Hamilton.
All right. Okay. The win streak continues for Alyssa. We'll see how we do today at 8:55. Ashley, you were great.
Thanks.
Thank you. Please try again. I know you'll do better the second time around.
Will do. Thank you.
And we have fantastic prizes for you, so don't go anywhere, okay?
Okay. My name is Ashley, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Q104, Bill and Alyssa with you. The Q Morning Show. So, Idol auditions are coming back.
Yes.
To Ohio this week. Alyssa has all the details if you are interested in trying out to be our next American Idol.
Okay, there's
a 87th American Idol.
It's been 84 years. Seriously, though. This is, I have a caveat, okay? There is a kicker that I'm going to get to, but American Idol auditions are this week for Ohio. They're holding virtual auditions.
Oh, boo!
I know, on Friday. So what you can do is you can go in and you can reserve your audition online today for your audition on Friday. Okay, so if you want to do that, if you've got the pipes for it, go to town. But I sure as heck hope that you aren't old, and by old, I mean like over the age of 29. Bill, did you know that there's age requirements for American Idol?
I guess I've always assumed that.
I didn't know that. Yeah, I didn't know that there was a cutoff for age. I found this out the hard way because I saw this last week and I went, ooh, I want more info.
Why does this bother you so much that there's an age cutoff?
Because I'm too old for it.
Were you going to try out anyway?
No, but I was trying to like get all the information about auditions so that I could talk about it. Mm. And I was like, let me just like go through like the application, just see, because it's like, you know, you have to schedule your Zoom meeting and like, I don't know what that looks like. So I was like, I just want to do it as a trial run, see what you need to do. And I get in there, and the first question it asks is your birthday. And I put my birthday, and it's like, no, sorry, can't audition. You're not eligible. Mm-hmm. In order to be eligible to audition for American Idol, you must be born between June 2nd, 1996, and February 15th, 2011. So there go my chances.
All right. So what does someone have to do if they want to do this? Doesn't American Idol do the in-person interviews anyway? That was always the best part of that show.
And I always thought so, too.
I haven't watched it since Simon Cowell's been a judge on it, which isn't
that's
anymore.
That's been a long time. I mean, that's the thing is I can't really get too far on this website to give you much more information other than just AmericanIdol.com/auditions.
Okay.
That's going to be where you go to get any information and like schedule your time slot. But me being too old, I can't see much more.
But what day will it be happening in Ohio?
This Friday.
Friday. So
yes.
Just go on there, AmericanIdol.com auditions.
And Friday, September 19th. That is the day for the Ohio auditions.
Okay. Not to be a negative, Nelly, because I don't mean to sound that way, but when was the last time? When was the last artist that actually had an impact, though, on the music industry that came from American Idol?
That came from American Idol?
Yeah, that was associated with American Idol.
Benson Boone.
I think it was Benson Boone, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was going to say, not a winner, but he was on it.
Quit the show.
Yeah, but he was there.
But that was 2020, wasn't it?
I believe so, but that's the first time we heard his name.
Mm-hmm.
So.
All right. There you go. Friday in Ohio, American Idol.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa with you. The Q Morning Show. I need someone to explain this to me because I don't understand it. And that is people who back into a parking space.
Oh, I don't understand those people either. I'm not one of those people.
I'm not saying these are bad people. I'm just saying I don't get it. Like, I don't understand.
It feels like they're showing off. Does it not?
I just feel like it's a step that doesn't need to be taken. I don't understand why they do it. I mean, I guess I can guess.
I mean, I assume that most of the time it's just to be able to pull out of the parking spot, which I assume is easier. I wouldn't know because I never back into parking spots.
Right. But why is it easier to back into the space? Is that because you don't have the... Is because you're not going to get clipped while you're backing into it?
I'm not really sure. I've wondered the same thing myself. Like, what's the difference between backing in right now and spending extra time on it or spending extra time backing out?
So this morning, as I'm entering the parking garage at the Halley building downtown, I am directly behind a car. And he goes through the gate first, then I go through the gate behind this person. And he goes up the ramp. I go up the ramp. We get up to the third floor. And I look ahead and I see I love it when there's an open spot on the third floor, because that means you don't have to go up to the fourth floor.
Right.
So I see an open spot. I'm like, oh, please don't take that spot. Please don't take it. Please don't take it. Please don't take it. And then he pulls in, but he doesn't go head first into the spot. So I have to stop as he maneuvers, and we don't have a big parking garage.
No.
There either. It's
a pretty tight fit.
Yeah. So he's got to maneuver his way. You know, he's got to negotiate the pole, and then all of a sudden
he was taking your spot, though. He was just backing in.
And he was showing off, and he was, like, rubbing it in my face.
That's what I'm saying, because you always have to stop and watch them back in, so it feels like they're showing off, because you're making me witness you do this.
Yeah, I didn't feel like he was showing off, but it was like, I am taking this spot that you want, and I'm going to make you wait 45 seconds before you can pass me.
Because there's nothing you can do about
it. So I'm just sitting there, just watching him just slowly pull into the spot that I want.
Right. Knowing that now you have to go up another floor.
Yeah.
And now you're already set behind more. 45 seconds sitting there waiting for this dude to get his stuff done.
And the whole morning was ruined.
I know. It does irritate me, too. It's one of, like, those small things. It's so minuscule. But when it happens, I'm like, oh, come on. Are you serious?
So my question is, for you back-in parkers, why do you do it? Why do you back into the parking space?
I know you're out there because I encounter you back-in parkers all the time.
Yeah.
So let us know, why are you doing that?
Yeah, defend yourself. Or if you're annoyed by people who back into a parking space, you can vent as well. 216-474-0104, the Q Morning Show. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Someone texted in 216-474-0104. Some of us are good at backing into a parking space, so don't hate on us. I don't think I'm hating. Really, I'm just trying to understand, because I don't do it. I'm not a back-in parker kind of a guy.
I'm hating a little bit. I'll be honest.
I'm hating
a little bit.
Oh.
Yeah. It takes up my time, because I got to watch you back into the parking space that I wanted.
Well, I was a little annoyed this morning, just because it held me up for like 45 seconds. I mean, I wasn't late, so it wasn't that big of a deal. But Kristen in Lorain, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Are you someone who backs into a parking space?
I am someone that backs into a parking space.
Why do you do it?
Well, my car has a backup camera for starters, so that's very helpful. Mm. But I have like this irrational fear, and I don't even know if it's irrational, like it's legit. Like, you can see people coming much easier if you're forward facing. So people that are like in the parking garage, like if you back up and there's somebody that like there's a blind spot from the car next to you.
Oh.
You know, it's a lot easier to be able to see what's coming there. Or, like, what if there's, like, an emergency and, like, a fire? I don't know. I could just floor it right out. It's just so much easier than having to back up and look, like, all over your surroundings. You know what I mean? Like,
as opposed to an impact,
you know, I would hit a car maybe backing into my space. But if I back out of it, I could hit a person. Like, I don't know.
Right.
It's just, I feel like it's safer, in my opinion.
That's kind of what I thought it was.
Kind of just preparing for anything. If you got to get out of there quickly, if something starts going on.
Amy and Medina, why do you back into a parking space?
Well, first of all, I used to be super annoyed by people that back in. I think I agree it gets in the way and super, super annoying. But now that I drive a truck, it is much easier when I'm going to Target or Walmart or anywhere to back into my spot versus pulling in forward. So much easier.
Now, do you have a camera?
I do. I do have a backup camera, too. So it makes it super easy.
I'm confused by the backup camera. Because when I look at the camera, I always turn the opposite direction of what I'm looking at in the camera.
So, oh, boy. Well, I have a camper, so I've learned to maneuver and back up much easier now than I ever used to.
Oh, my God. I couldn't drive anything that big.
No, I couldn't either.
And I shouldn't.
I've never had a car much bigger than the size of a golf cart, and even that is a challenge for me.
Chris and Willoughby, why do you prefer pulling into a parking space backing up?
Well, for the same reason that Kristen mentioned, but also if you're in one of these places where everybody's going to be coming, leaving at the same time, and nobody is polite and lets you back out of the space, so you're stuck there until an opening. Where if you're forward facing, you can inch yourself out to get out into the lane. Now, with regard to your issue that you mentioned this morning, Bill, a nice courtesy turn signal would be nice to let you know before they get past the spot that I'm going to pull into that spot. Would be nice, but yeah,
I get it, and I agree with you. But in our parking garage, there's not even enough room for that.
No,
like it's so small,
it's so cramped in
even
there.
If he sat there with his blinker on and indicating that he was going to take the space, I would have still been stuck behind him.
Yeah,
you got away from the park. Thank you, Chris. I appreciate it. Let's see, Lisa in Lakewood. Good morning. I'm just reading through some of the texts here, too.
I know, they're cracking me up. This one that says, y'all hit my triggers every week.
Well, this is someone that is annoyed by the backup parkers.
Yeah.
Okay. Unfortunately, I believe that all of the backup parkers, I think they flooded the phone lines. And I don't think anybody that is annoyed with the backup parkers can get in.
No, we're being dominated by people who back into parking spaces.
All right.
You guys are showing out.
Well, that's pretty much more or less of what I expected to hear. Because when you're like I said, when you're pulling into a parking space, when you're backing into it, you know that it's just the space right there. There's not a woman and a baby in a shopping cart or anything that's going to jump out at you, you know, as opposed to if you were backing out into a parking area.
Are you going to start backing into spaces now?
No, I'm not.
No, I'm
just not going to do it.
I'm not convinced.
I'm still going to hit something. I'm just really bad in reverse.
Yeah.
You okay, Shelby?
Yes, I'm a little nervous.
You shouldn't be nervous. Have you listened the past 3 weeks or so? The past month, Alyssa has just been strategically just taking people down one by one.
I know.
So don't be embarrassed. Many have failed before you.
Oh, gosh. I'm not going to fail. I'm not going to do it.
All right, good. I like that positive attitude. Let's get into your five questions. If you answer more of them correctly than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. And if you are deadlocked in a tie, unfortunately, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Question number one. What does UFO stand for?
Unidentified flying object.
Question two. The name of the tiger on Kellogg's Frosted Flakes.
Tony.
Question three. A former cartoon that used to air on MTV that followed a pair of teenage slackers who loved hard rock and heavy metal.
I don't know.
You've seen
it. Beavis and Butthead?
Question four. Which video game franchise features characters like Link and Ganon?
Zelda?
Final question. What actor was spotted in Medina last week and the Akron Canton Airport filming scenes for a new movie?
Oh, I really have no idea.
Just take a guess. Any actor.
Tom Cruise.
Oh, my gosh. I would go crazy. Hold on. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? Oh, my God. Tom Cruise is my favorite, Shelby.
I know. I figured couldn't be him, right?
Yeah.
I would have seen that for sure.
My wife does not care for Tom Cruise and does not understand my Tom Cruise obsession. However, I still enjoy his movies.
He makes good movies.
And now Alyssa's back. Alyssa, meet Shelby in Amherst.
Good morning, Shelby.
Good morning.
I didn't even tell Shelby this yet.
Oh, no.
Shelby did very, very well.
Oh?
4 out of 5.
Ooh, nice. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Alyssa needs 4 to tie and 5 to win. Alyssa, are you ready?
I'm ready.
What does UFO stand for?
Unidentified flying object.
Question 2. The name of the tiger on Kellogg's Frosted Flakes.
Tony.
Question 3. A former cartoon that used to air on MTV that followed a pair of teenage slackers who loved hard rock and heavy metal.
Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah. So that's 3. Will she tie it with this question? Which video game franchise features characters like Link and Ganon?
Zelda.
How did you know that? I didn't even think you would know that.
It's like my husband's favorite video game.
Isn't it like really old?
Yeah, that's why it's his favorite video game.
Wow, I thought because it was really old that you wouldn't know it.
No.
I don't know video games. I never even saved the princess on Super Mario. What do I know?
You didn't?
No. It's still on my bucket list.
You'll get there one day.
Okay. She got the tie. Let's see if she gets the final answer. What actor was spotted in Medina last week and the Akron Canton Airport filming scenes for a new movie?
Okay, yeah, I keep seeing people posting pictures with him. It's Chris Pine.
Yeah, it is Chris Pine.
He's been like all over Medina.
Well, you just don't miss anything, do you?
I don't. I'm chronically online. Sorry, guys.
Alyssa went 5 for 5.
I like that now I'm just apologizing every time.
She's just toying with us now.
I'm sorry.
Shelby, you did very well. I mean, 4 for 5 is really good.
It's yeah. Just,
Alyssa is on a... on an unprecedented hot streak right now.
But yeah, you crushed it.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to us. And don't go anywhere. We have some fantastic prizes for you, okay?
Okay. My name is Shelby, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. Nice to have you with us. I don't know if you saw this over the weekend, Alyssa. Ariana Grande was on Instagram, basically calling out ticket resellers.
Good.
So Ariana, as you, I know you know, she is going to kick off a tour next year. Unfortunately, she did not announce any Cleveland dates, but
I know she isn't. I don't even think she's coming anywhere close to here.
But some fans have been having some trouble getting their hands on tickets, which is becoming a very common occurrence for Taylor Swift, for Billie Eilish, for you name it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, across the board, even in other genres, even artists that I wouldn't think would be, like, sold out. Like, we were talking about Youngblood. It's coming to the Agora soon. Those tickets are, like, way sold out, and they're going for so much money. Jack White, a couple months ago, I wanted to see. Super sold. I mean, like, tickets were, like, $400.
I just looked up Max McNown at the House of Blues. We're giving away tickets all this week during Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Uh-huh.
If you want to go to that show, you can get general admission floor tickets for $70 a ticket. They also have some balcony tickets on sale for $521. Now, that's ridiculous. That will probably come down in the next week. But so if...
These ticket resale prices, though, this is, it's not just Ari. Yeah. I mean, it's everyone.
But if you're someone like Ariana Grande, who is very, all right, let me put it this way. If you are a fan of Ariana Grande and you are having trouble getting tickets to her show, who are you going to complain to? Really, the only person you can complain to is Ariana Grande.
Right. I mean, she's the only person.
Someone who is very, She's always on social media. She's always interacting with fans that way. And so I think Ariana feels a certain way, like some responsibility for this. And so here's what she said. She addressed her fans. She said, I wanted to let you know that what's been happening with the secondary ticket resellers has been brought to my attention. Of course, I'm incredibly bothered by it. I've been on the phone every second of my free time fighting for a solution. So this is where I think it gets... This is where I don't think Ariana is being very truthful. I understand what she's doing, and I'm not trying to be a hater against Ariana, but I don't think she's spending every minute of her free time trying to find a solution.
I don't know that she's spending every minute, but I wouldn't doubt that she probably is spending time trying to find a solution to this, because if you remember a few months ago, Oasis, the same thing happened with their tickets, and they made a big stink because their tickets were being sold on the resale market, and it was, I don't remember exactly what the story was, but they ended up going to bat for that too.
Yeah, but what happened though?
I don't know.
That's what
the
I'm
thing
saying.
Is I don't think a solution was ever actually found.
I think some of this is performative. I
probably.
Think what Ariana is saying is, I don't think there's anything Ariana can do.
No, I don't really think so either.
I think it's pretty much out of
it's
her
just
hands.
Like, it, I mean, essentially, like Ticketmaster, Live Nation, whoever is selling the tickets, they're a third-party middleman.
Yeah, I don't think Ariana can do anything. And again, I'm not blaming Ariana.
No.
She's just responding to her fans, but I think this is out of her hands.
Yeah, I mean, I'm very interested to see in the long term what happens with like live music, because it feels like the bubble has to burst,
well,
right?
I think it's the artists who have to take a stand. I do think the artists have some weight, but I think they have to unite and they have to take a stand and not announce a tour until it's all worked out. Now
right.
I think it's too late.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's my idea. My other idea is, and nobody wants to listen to me, stop buying these tickets online. You have to buy them in person. That's it. You buy them, like, you have to stand in line at the grocery store or something. Like,
I'll
we did
so
back in the day.
I'll be so for real with you. If all the tickets at that, if that was the case, if we had to buy tickets in person, I would do it. I'd do it in a heartbeat. I'd camp out overnight.
Yes.
If all of those tickets being sold were at face value,
yep.
I would give up plenty of my time to be able to make sure that I got some.
Let's go back to those days.
I'm in.
That was a perfect system.
You've convinced me.
The Q Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.